Saint Hildegard was a polymath. In other words, her knowledge and skills spanned a variety of topics and disciplines. In addition to being a theologian, philosopher, musician, artist, leader, politician, visionary, builder, and an all-around strong woman, she corresponded with powerful leaders of her day, religious and secular. She was an herbalist and healer. The monasteries at both Disibodenberg and Rupertsburg would have had infirmaries, and therefore they would have also had gardens to grow the plants needed for everything from wound care to chronic and terminal conditions. Medieval herbalists were the doctors of their day, and the monasteries often provided the wider community with medical care in the sense of what we know today as clinics or hospitals. While there is a bit of scholarly disagreement around the authenticity of Hildegard's authorship of Physica, many would agree that it captures a list of the natural elements used in her infirmary. This included not only plants and animals, but gemstones as well. For Hildegard, gemstones came forth from the earth, in much the same way as herbs, and therefore they had value for healing, assuming God wished them to be used in that way. Around our herb and flower gardens, as well as inside the church and the gemstone cabinet, which we will discuss in a separate post, you will find signage with references to Hildegard's work Physica. This work is believed to have been a part of a larger work that split into the two works we now know as Physica and Causes and Cures. Our Hildegard House herb garden is modeled after the growing number of Hildegardens sprouting up along the Rhine Valley countryside. As we are building our gardens here in Fairport Harbor, we are working to preserve the charism common to the land of St. Hildegard in Germany. Our gardens are a work in progress. They have been made possible with grants from the Federation of Christian Ministries, as well as several private donors. The gardens are maintained by the pastor, her husband, and the community of St. Hildegard Garden Committee. In the introduction to her work Physica, translator Priscilla Throop wrote the following. When he wrote his rule in the 6th century, Benedict of Nursia listed care of the sick as one of the instruments of good works. At that time, the monks cultivated gardens with healing herbs and were the doctors of their day. In her biography of the saint who first cultivated the area later called Disibodenberg, Hildegard describes Disibod as sustaining himself and his companions on the roots of plants when they were without other food. He behaved as a good herbalist, one who plants in his garden spices and aromatic plants, and always endeavors that his garden be green and not dry. Like St. Disibod and St. Hildegard, our gardens too are filled with spices and aromatic plants, many willing to share their verdant gifts with us and the many pollinators in our gardens. As you stroll through the garden, physically or virtually, may the greening grace of Viriditas nourish and sustain you.